Several members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are calling on the state to have a vote-by-mail law in time for the 2020 election. Congressman Jim McGovern of the 2nd House District said given the likelihood the coronavirus will be around for a while, it's vital people have the option to not vote in person.
Voting by mail under the current circumstances is simply the safest way to vote right now. And everyone should have the opportunity to vote without fear of endangering themselves or their loved ones.
McGovern pointed to the Democratic presidential primary that was held in Wisconsin earlier this month as an example of how voter participation could be severely suppressed if people are not given the option to cast ballots in the mail.
In Milwaukee, which is a city about the size of Boston, the original 180 polling locations were reduced to 5. I mean, that is just unconscionable. It's unacceptable.
McGovern pushed back on unsubstantiated claims by President Trump that voting by mail will result in fraud.
The president's effort to paint this as a partisan issue and say that this would lead to widespread voter fraud is not only ridiculous, but quite frankly, a conspiracy theory and another attempt at voter suppression.
Joining with McGovern during a virtual press conference Thursday were four other members of the state's all-Democratic congressional delegation. Representative Joseph Kennedy III, Representative Ayanna Pressley, Representative Catherine Clark, and Representative Lori Trahan. Several bills have been filed in the Massachusetts Senate to create vote-by-mail systems for both the state primaries on September 1st and the November election. Kennedy, who will be on the September 1st ballot challenging U.S. Senator Ed Markey in the Democratic primary, said the state should mail a ballot to everyone who is eligible to vote, not just to people who request a mail-in absentee ballot.
And I think it's critically important that when Massachusetts has the chance to actually do this, that we do this right, that we are expansive about it, that we are big about it and bold about it.
Pam Wilmot, director of Common Cause Massachusetts, said having a vote-by-mail option would not preclude people from voting in person on Election Day.
If we prepare in advance and we have 70 or 80% of our voters voting by mail, there is an ability with expanded early voting especially to have a slightly different model of in-person voting. We don't need eight checkout table, 8 sets of poll workers in some of our smaller voting locations. We want to have younger poll workers. Advocacy organizations will be working with election officials to try to shift who is actually working at our polls.
Democrats in Congress have proposed creating a $4 billion fund to help states cover the costs of conducting elections during the pandemic. It's been suggested the money could be used for such things as paying for vote-by-mail operations, and outfitting poll workers with personal protective equipment. The state's highest court is weighing whether state laws on ballot access should be temporarily set aside during the pandemic. A lawyer for a bipartisan group of candidates told the justices of the state Supreme Judicial Court during an emergency hearing conducted by conference call Thursday that the requirement for candidates to collect hundreds, or in some cases, thousands of signatures in order to appear on the ballot is an unconstitutional barrier because of the need for social distancing during the pandemic. The state Senate has passed a bill to lower the signature threshold, but its fate in the House is uncertain. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.